This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It costs about $29,000 a year to keep an inmate in federal prison. But it can also be expensive for the family. Really expensive. Amanda Oranchik has this story from Maine.
On any given day, you can turn on the news and hear something like this.
A Belfast man was sentenced to 4.5 years in federal prison today for his role in a cocaine ring in Waldo County.
About a drug conspiracy involving two young men up in northeastern Maine.
Prosecutors say the brothers were the link between drug dealers from New York and local dealers.
It's easy to ignore stories like this one, until, of course, it happens to your son or nephew.
Here's this, you know, lower middle class, working class family, our family.
The men who are arrested are Mike Hurley's nephews.
We're in Maine, and they take two guys and stick them in Colorado. You know, don't look for compassion from these people.
Chris and Matt Hurley were sentenced to a federal prison camp for 30 and 56 months, respectively. Matt spent $10,000 on a lawyer, and Chris used a public defender. That's not a lot to spend on legal fees. Chris says he could have borrowed money from his large family.
They would have done it, but like I didn't say, let's sell the house and fight this. I couldn't ask that.
But even without fancy lawyers, the costs went into the thousands. Chris lost his job and access to his bank account. Everything had to be managed and paid for by his family back home. There's also no cash allowed inside prison, although some kind of alternative currency often develops, like trading cigarettes or stamps.
In some places, it's not stamps. In New Hampshire, it was ramen.
Ramen, as in the noodles. You can get your laundry done for, say, 2 ramen.
It was a trip because people would be like carrying around like laundry bags full of ramen.
This isn't legal, though, so as their months in the Colorado prison went on, when Matt or Chris wanted something from the commissary, shower shoes, dental floss, sweatpants, the family organized a fund.
What I was trying to avoid was making these guys beg or do stuff in prison that would get you money in prison.
Mike Hurley made sure that every month his nephews would have $50 each collected from the family. That adds up to about $2,500. But the biggest expense by far was the visits.
So, I mean, I kind of added up and thinking it was about $1,500 for the trip.
That's a lot for their grandmother, Roseanne Costello, who is still working full time in her mid-70s.
I just needed to see them, to see they were okay. And they needed to see me. It was good.
Family members made the 2,000-mile trip 13 times, totaling roughly $20,000.
What we know from an analysis we did recently is that the average federal inmate is about 500 miles away from home.
Nancy Levine is the director of the Justice Policy Center at the Urban Institute. She says the federal prison system has grown sevenfold in the past 30 years, so this affects a lot more people than you'd expect.
Virtually every American in this country knows somebody who's been touched by the criminal justice system.
Including this large, tight-knit family from Maine.
Everybody's been helpful to one degree or another. You know, we have some family members who are real cheapskates. We have other family members who also, like, feel like, hey, I didn't deal drugs. Why should I chip in?
Frankly, the day they got arrested taught them everything that they learned.
Their aunt, Jerry Holmes, says the brothers' time in federal prison has come at a great cost to everyone involved. When the family added up everything, they figure they've spent $60,000. And the money has been the least of it.
It doesn't heal anything. It doesn't teach you anything except for how to hoard your postage stamps.
In Belfast, Maine, I'm Amanda Oranchik for Marketplace.